بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد الحمد لله respected علماء dear brothers all praise belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has blessed us with iman who has put us in the ummah of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam blessed us with this beautiful deen and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has brought us in this Mubarak Majlis, this Majlis and this Jalsa of Tazkiya. Isn't it Allah's great favor upon us? Travel around in the world and see how many have this golden opportunity in such a beautiful way. Allah's favors upon us are numerous. So we have to appreciate this. Loving in this world, there are two ways a person can love his life. One is the way of Rahman, and one is the way of Shaitan. Both ways are distinct, and both ways are opposites, and both ways have its consequences. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, الشَّيْطَانُ يَعِدُكُمُ الْفَقْرَ وَيَأْمُرُكُمْ بِالْفَحْشَةِ وَاللَّهُ يَعِدُكُمْ مَغْفِرَةً وَفَضْلًا وَاللَّهُ وَاسِعٌ عَلِيمٌ. Shaitan threatens you with poverty, that if you spend, your money is going to get less. If you spend in good causes, if you spend in the path of Allah, if you spend for the deen of Allah Ta'ala, you are going to become a poor person. So this is Shaitan's work. Shaitan threatens a person with poverty, وَيَأْمُرُكُمْ بِالْفَحْشَةِ. And Shaitan orders a person to do wrong, do evil, بِحَيَاءِ, indecency, carry on doing wrong things. So Allah Ta'ala mentions in another ayat, إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌ فَاتَّخِذُوهُ عَدُوًا. That Shaitan is your enemy, so make him your enemy. Imagine it's a command of Allah Ta'ala. Make Shaitan your enemy, regard him as your enemy. Make me sometimes, you want to have an enemy, by all means have an enemy. Allah is telling you to have the enemy, but have that enemy. Make Shaitan, make nafs your enemy, be careful. So Shaitan is your enemy, make him your enemy. Shaitan will tell you to do all the wrong things. And where it will lead a person, إِنَّمَا يَدْعُوا حِزْبَهُ لِيَكُونُوا مِنْ أَصْحَابِ السَّعِيرِ. Shaitan invites his whole group, follow me, follow me, follow me. And at the end, where it will land a person, it will land a person in the fire of Jahannam. Is it worth it? Huh? And that very same Shaitan, in Akhirat, will distance himself from us, from such a person. وَمَا كَانَ لِيَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِنْ سُلْطَانٍ إِلَّا أَنْ دَعُوتُكُمْ فَاسْتَجَبْتُمْ لِي. I merely invited you. I just put that temptation before you. I just dangled that carrot before you. I didn't force you to listen to me. So now don't blame me. فَلَا تَلُومُونِي وَلُومُوا أَنْفُسَكُمْ. Don't blame me. Blame your own self. مَا أَنَا بِمُسْرِفِكُمْ وَمَا أَنْتُمْ بِمُسْرِخِي. I will not be able to help you, nor will you be able to help yourself. So that is Shaitan, the work of Shaitan. Shaitan wants us to do wrong and evil and evil and evil. They were in the Mashayikha emphasizing and emphasizing, give up guna, give up guna. They'll pinpoint one sin, give up this guna that we're hearing from yesterday, from Friday. Give up this sin, give up this sin, give up. Highlighting, give up, give up, give up. There was probably a time years back when we used to think we just have to make ibadat. But maybe our mind never went so much to giving up of sin, giving up of guna. Allah reward our mashayikh. They came, they sacrificed, they say journey, suffer upon suffer. They highlighted to us, give up the guna, give up sin. Together we're doing the good deeds, give up the wrong also. Give up sin also. Otherwise a person is a sugar patient, is taking the best medication, not even generic. Best medication and best med control. But the only thing with that, he's eating all the chocolates also, and the barfi, and the jalebi, and he's putting it away one after the other. What's happening? Doesn't mean the medication is anything wrong with the medication. It's cancelling out the effect of the medication. So similarly, together with our good deeds, we have to give up sin. And this is the cry on the hearts of Mashayikh. Give up guna, give up sin, give up sin, to give up sin. And then see how enjoyable life becomes. There was a sheikh, an old man. He passed 100-year mark. He passed the 100-year mark, old man. And then he jumped. Safa told him, Sheikh Baji, this age you don't do things like that, you know. The bones are also brittle, and then that's what to talk about the recovery procedure for men. People who are 60 and 70, well, under the 100-year mark, they don't do things like that. They're so cautious about every step, how they take, how they walk. This old man is jumping. Someone told him, Sheikh, you can't jump like that at this age. So the Sheikh said, حَفِظْتُ الْجَوَارِ عَنِ الْمَعَاصِي فِي الصِّغَرِ فَحَفِظَهَ اللَّهُ لِي فِي الْكِبَرِ. The old man said, I looked after and I protected my limbs from sin in my young age. I looked after my limbs and I protected my limbs from sin in my youth and in my young age. Today in my old age, Allah is looking after those limbs for me. So الشيطان يعيدكم الفقر ويأمركم بالفحشاء. This is shaitan. Shaitan is threatening a person with poverty. Don't spend, you'll become poor. And shaitan is telling a person, do guna, do sin, do wrong, do wrong. So two distinct parts, two opposite parts. وَاللَّهُ يَعِدُكُمْ مَغْفِرَةً مِّنْهُ وَفَضْلًا. Allah is saying, promising you maghfirat. Be good, and I will give you my maghfirat. I will give you this, I will give you my rahmat. I will give you this, I will give you that. Just be good. Just obey me. Just be good. Allah Ta'ala doesn't take joy in punishing anybody. مَا يَفْعَلُ اللَّهُ بِعَذَابِكُمْ إِن شَكَرْتُمْ وَآمَنْتُمْ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ شَاكِرًا عَلِيمًا. Allah Ta'ala doesn't get any joy. What has Allah got to gain in punishing you if you are good, if you are grateful to Allah Ta'ala, if you bring iman in Allah Ta'ala, if you are good to Allah Ta'ala, if you bring iman in Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, how are you supposed to bring iman in Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala? Then Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, there's no need. A child is very good, obedient to the parents. What need is there for the father, mother to shout the child? The father, mother will love the child more. Parents will give the child this gift and this gift and this. A child is learning well in madrasa, going to madrasa, studying. What need is there for the ustad to shout the child? Ustad will love the child, take this. You become the favorite of the ustad. So we have to become the favorites of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala is promising you maghfiratan minhu wa fadla, and Allah is promising you His bounty. Total opposite. Shaitan said, if you spend, you're going to become poor. Allah Ta'ala says, spend, I'll give you more. Anfiq unfaq alayhi. Spend and you will be spent upon. Give and Allah will give you more. As-sakhi qareebun min Allah, qareebun min al-nas, qareebun min al-jannah, ba'idun min al-nar. A generous person is close to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. He's close to the people. He's close to Jannat and is far from Jahannam. Wal-bakhil, ba'idun min Allah, ba'idun min al-nas, ba'idun min al-jannah, qareebun min al-nar. A miserly person, a stingy person is far from Allah. He's far from the people. He's far from Jannat. He's close to the fire of Jahannam. So these are two distinct paths, the path of Rahman and the path of Shaitan. So this is the whole effort, how we can all become Ibadur Rahman. How we can all become the true servants of Allah Subhanahu. That is it. We all came here with this niyat of Tazkiyah. We all came with this niyat, how we can become true and good Muslims, good insan. Person got dirt on his body, on his kurta, on his face, he don't feel nice. What about all the dirt that is in the heart? How is all that dirt going to come out? But the thing is, there are a lot of things in life, try and do it on your own, it's very difficult. Try and do it under supervision, it becomes so easy. A student wants to become a doctor, he learned all the textbooks, but he still got to go to that hospital round under the supervision of a senior for how many, 2 years, and community service, all under supervision. Student wants to be, a person wants to become a mufti. The kitabs are minimal, but after it, he's got to write one way, answer questions, way, under the supervision of his ustad. Then only, so similarly in this path, a person wants to rectify himself on his own, Very, very difficult. But a person says, I'll hand myself over to someone who can guide me along, who can assist me along. Allah puts barakat in there. Allah makes it easy. Then a person says, oh, it wasn't as difficult as I thought. Person thought it's such a difficult task. But then Allah puts barakat. Allah makes it easy. And mashayikh, they know how to go about. This is their field. They know, and not that they got knowledge of the unseen or something like that. No, this is their field. Like sometimes you just enter into the doctor's room. Doctor say, you look anemic. No, I mean, does the doctor have knowledge of the unseen? No. He heard your cough. He already knows that's a chesty cough. This is what it is. You drive your car in a workshop of a mechanic. He just heard the sound of the engine, or he already tells you, this is wrong, this is wrong. Now, does it mean the mechanic got knowledge of the unseen? So, same with mashayikh, just sitting with them, they can diagnose our problem and they can sort it out also for us. So, the main thing is how we can become insan. Malana Ashraf Ali Tani Hakimul Ummat Rahmatullah Alayhi says, to the effect, if you want to become something else, then go elsewhere. But if you are insan, banna ho to mere paas aajana. If you want to become an insan, then come to me, I will show you. Because when a person hands himself over to a sheikh, then he also realizes, I want to be corrected, I want to improve, I want to become a better person. So he expects his sheikh to guide him along. And the sheikh also realizes he has entrusted me, himself over to me, says, my duty now to correct him. This is wrong, that is wrong, I've got to correct him. Imam Hakim al-Ummat Malana Ashrif Ali Tanwi Rahmatullah Alayhi mentions to the effect that if a person doesn't have Islahi ta'alluq with me, if a person doesn't have Islahi ta'alluq with me, and I see 99 wrongs in that person, and I see one right in that person, my whole focus go on to that one right of his. And on the other hand, if a person has his Islahi ta'alluq with me, it means he entrusted himself to me. So it's a responsibility. So if a person has his Islahi ta'alluq with me, and I see that this person got 99 rights in him and one wrong in him, then my eyes go on that one wrong. That how that also can be rectified. Huh? So the thing is, the whole effort is how we can all become conscious. Just that Allah brought us here, it's already a sign that we are conscious. We desiring good for ourselves. We want this insight to become right. We want to become insan. There was this one Maulana Sahib, he was busy preparing a bayan. Jumma morning, busy preparing a bayan. And while he's preparing a bayan, his son, 7-8 year old, came. Abadat. Now he's saying, I got work to do here. And now, children tawafuna alik. This child here is keep on abadat. Now, he thought, how can I engage this child constructively? My work can carry on, the child can also get work and carry on. See, a father didn't shout the child, just get out from here and go from here. No. The father reasoned, understand, let me see how we can do something. I can also, my work can carry on, the child can also be actively engaged, constructively engaged. So there was a picture of a world map there. Picture of a world map. So the father, the Maulana, thought he has an idea. So he took a scissor and he cut this world map into pieces this way, like a jigsaw puzzle. He mixed it all up and he said, right, come here my son, take this and go sort this world map out. Father thought in a few hours, maybe a few days it will take this child, and on top of it he might still need help also on top of it. So 10 minutes later the son came, the whole world map sorted out. Father was surprised, happy also, and surprised also, mashallah, well done, very good child. But then the father said, but thought it's a very difficult task for this 7-year-old. How did you get it right? He told the father, when you gave me the world map, some pieces were on the right side, some pieces turned upside down like that when you juggled it up. So when I saw on the opposite side, there was a picture of a human being. So I turned all the pieces on the opposite side, and I put the hands together and the feet together and the face together and everything. I taped it up and I turned it around, whole world map was sorted. So the Maulana took a very nice lesson from here. He said, we learn from here that when this insan will come right, automatically the whole world will come right. So Allah Ta'ala accept all our coming, give us tawfiq and make all our islam.